VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
We are live again for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you're listening live, today is July 16th, 2015. And if you're listening via the archives, this is show number 383. We're live. Call now and join our conversation at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630.
Oh, and we're waiting for you. We're in a new studio today.
Oh, you are?
Do I sound any different?
You do. You sound a little different.
Really?
Yeah.
In what respect? It's a different microphone, I think. Although
yeah, it's a tad bit muffled.
Is it really? You know
yeah,
what?
Bring up your treble.
I'm actually hearing that. You're absolutely right. I'm hearing that in my headset.
Yeah.
That we are a little on the fuzzy side here.
It's like there's a terry cloth towel between you and my ears.
Yeah. All right. Well, that should change. John's going to mess with it a little bit. So
mess with it, John.
Let's see what happens. You sound fantastic. But
well, thank you.
You know, that's what I'm saying. You're in the same old studio. I'm in a new one.
With the same old microphone, too.
Yeah, but the way you sound also has something to do with our new studio, but that's okay. We'll talk about it later.
Oh, really?
So listen, we've got our, I want to talk about myself.
mm-hmm. What have you been doing? Listing old inventory
on
eBay?
I have not. No. We're still not doing it. John's back is still out. My arm's still out. However, we do have the clean slate. I told you, we have an entire room with nothing in it.
Yeah,
This is the start.
Okay.
You know, our illnesses are an inconvenience and not a catastrophe. And I want to talk about the difference between catastrophe and inconvenience.
What?
Because a lot of people, when something goes wrong in their life, it's catastrophic to them.
Oh.
And during the moments when they're thinking it's a catastrophe, they get absolutely nothing done.
Nothing.
But if we look at those things that happen as inconveniences, I mean, let's face it, a catastrophe is somebody died, all right? There are catastrophes that happen in life, all right?
Yeah.
But most of the time, 99% of the time, they're just inconveniences. So at the moment you're suffering from this, you've got to think, is this a catastrophe or is this an inconvenience? My brother has an expression he uses when we're all in catastrophe mode. He says, "Well, let's all just fall apart." And when he says that, we laugh, we giggle a little. You know what I mean?
Apart.
Well, let's just all fall apart.
Right, let's just all end it now.
Right now. Let's go jump off a bridge right now and get
right.
it over with. So,
here, take my hand. We'll jump together.
Right. It's a coping strategy. So
yeah.
I thought it might be interesting today if people wanted to call up, sellers wanted to call up and tell us how they deal with inconveniences and catastrophes. But mostly inconveniences, because I'm saying most of the time that's what's really happening. So how do you deal with it? I immediately take a hot bubble bath and relax.
A hot bubble bath?
Mm-hmm. Work on some puzzles, you know, crossword puzzles and things, to totally get my mind away from the issue, and then I'm able to think a little better, think a little clearly. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30 and tell us, how do you deal with life's inconveniences?
Hmm.
We want to know.
I know how I used to deal.
How did you used to deal?
Are you familiar with the movie Gone with the Wind?
Yes, I am.
Do you know the character Butterfly McQueen?
Griff, I swear to God, Griff, I have this written down. I don't know nothing about birthing no babies. Griff, I have it written on this piece of paper. Oh,
I
my
would
God.
Get when something that would, you know, be a minor catastrophe would happen. I was very well known for flying into my
Butterfly McQueen
mode.
Griff, I have it written.
Miss Scarlet.
I don't know nothing about birthing no babies.
I can't do that.
And trust me, this is how I used to handle things myself.
Yeah.
We must have grown up in the same household.
Well, yeah, I don't know where it comes from. I've managed to tone it down now. I think it comes with age, right?
I can tell you where it comes from.
What?
Not the toning down. That does come with age, hopefully.
Yeah.
It comes from not being taught how to deal with life's inconveniences in a healthy way.
Yeah, well, okay. it's keeping things in perspective, right?
If we saw our mothers freak out or our fathers freak out when things went wrong, that's the way we're going to handle it. If they didn't do anything, that's the way we're going to handle it.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Right, so as you get older, hopefully you get wiser and you know how to deal with these things. And everybody's different. They cope in different ways. You know, so some people have a glass of wine.
That's true. I'm reminded of a meme I saw recently. I feel a spree coming on. Whether it's a shopping spree or a killing spree is totally up to you.
Yeah, say that one more time. Yeah, I like that.
I mean, I think working at eBay has actually helped me keep things under, you know. I'm world famous for my pseudo rants here. Like, everyone comes by because they suddenly grips ranting on about something. And it's usually not about sellers. It's usually about stuff that's happening inside the company. So,
but a little rant once in a while is okay.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because guess what, folks?
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're inconvenienced or we have a catastrophe,
yeah,
it really wasn't our fault.
No.
Okay. So inconveniences and catastrophes are not always our fault.
No.
And sometimes we have to look at it that way. But, you know, you have a right, I think, to voice your opinion also. Working in a big corporation is probably difficult because I've only done it a couple of small times in my life, short periods.
Mm-hmm.
Whole different atmosphere than what we find in our small businesses.
Yes.
Small businesses tend to reflect the personality of the owner.
That's true.
Big businesses, like huge corporations, tend to not, because the owners, the person who founded it is usually long gone. And that attitude that they had when it was small goes away, naturally, because you're dealing with thousands of people at this point. But I can see a rant is a little different than when you overreact to an inconvenience as if it were a catastrophe. So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. We're willing to take your calls, of course, on any subject having to do with entrepreneurialism or your sales on eBay. We love to talk about it. Or you may send us an email by clicking the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player. That way you can send email and we're happy to read it over the air, and Griff and I do our best to help you with it. And also, today's the day we love to do listing dishes, Griff.
We do. We save up our dishes for the week, and they're all in the big eBay radio sink, and we're ready to do the dishes.
And why don't you tell them what a listing dish is?
Well, a listing dish is when you call into eBay and you have an item number for one of your listings that you would like us to very gently critique. That's about it, right?
And we do it gently.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do it gently, yeah.
Every single person, well, I won't say every single person, most people whose listings we dish come back and tell us that we really help them to become more successful. Because you have no idea sometimes what you're doing. You could make a couple of little tiny changes that will and it will increase your sales.
Yes.
So we'd love to hear from you about that, most definitely. Our telephone number again, 888-RADIO-30, or click the Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player. And by the way, if you're having difficult time listening to us on your iPhone lately, or not listening to us, your iPhone should be working all right if you already have the app, but something happened in the App Store and we have to make sure that, you know, we're okay, and we've got that started. So if you're having trouble downloading the iPhone app, would you let me know, Lee, at voicemarketing.com? I'd like to know about it. So, Griff, so tomorrow's the big day when PayPal and eBay split.
Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah, it's tomorrow. It actually is going to...
I think it's next week.
No, that's the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh.
That's when it goes on the stock exchange. That's when it's traded. But as far as the split, I believe it was the 17th, which would be tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I thought it was changed to the 20th. But
it might have been. They don't tell me, you know.
They don't tell me either. I just have to catch the news when it happens.
I'm just reading it in the media, so. So anything different around the hallways because of that? Or?
No, not at all. Well, there's interesting things that had to be changed. So it doesn't affect most of us internally, except that logistically, when two companies like this split up, then the shared resources and assets have to be divided. For example, and this is arcane, but if you find it interesting, the internally eBay's print systems, you know, we all have printers and occasionally have to print out reams and reams of stuff. It's this printing system that is shared between all, both PayPal and eBay. And that had to be split in two. So everyone had to relearn or readjust their work computers and laptops so that we could print again. So yeah, it was a minor inconvenience. It was definitely not a Butterfly McQueen moment.
I don't know nothing about
that. That is so funny that you would bring that up when I had written it down.
Well, I mean, I've used her as a touchstone for years. Embracing my inner butterfly. So, I think there's things like, you know, shared folders on servers that had to be split, and you know, a bunch of stuff makes sense when you hear about it, but it's not something that you would have thought of right up. But other than that, that's all that's really
I know that there are some sellers that are nervous, and when we come back from this break, you might want to address that.
Why are they nervous?
Well, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
When we come back. But I you know, you see it all the time on Facebook and say, what's going to happen? I'm going to be nervous.
The sky's
going to
fall and it's going to hit you right in the head.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about birth and no baby.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Start dialing your phone right now and ask us a question. 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With 3 eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says, shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling
looking at thoroughly brilliant shipping tips or how to improve your shipping chops or ship happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fest. I'll see you there.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Start dialing your phone right now. That's 888-RADIO-30. We're here for you at 888-723-4630. Griff, are you there with us? Okay. Well, we're in a brand new studio today, and I informed Griff just before the show started that we may have a glitch or two because of being in this new studio, but I'm sure that Griff will be with us shortly. Hey, if you didn't go to our eBay Radio Party and Conference...
I went.
Oh, there you are. Okay, we lost you for a moment.
Yes, you did.
Social selling was a very hot topic.
Wasn't it, though?
At our recent eBay Radio Party and Conference. In fact, we made the first day, the entire first day, about social selling. And here's some more hot tips that came out of that. Your Facebook business page is for starting an interesting conversation about the types of items you are selling. Do you have a Facebook business page, Greg?
I don't, no.
Pinterest is for arranging a collection of products that relate to each other, such as items you are selling and items others are selling, too. Also, collections in eBay, you do use that. I know you do that, Griff. You do collections.
But I do.
But you don't use Pinterest, right?
I use Pinterest a little bit, yeah.
Live streaming on Periscope. Have you done any of that yet?
For eBay, not for my business, no.
Okay. Twitter is... And what have you used it for eBay?
We started a thing where we have 20-minute Periscope conversation with me and... Audrey Tracy every Wednesday at 12:30 to about 10 of 1. We've done 3 of them now, and it's just people type in their questions and we answer them. It's interesting because it's not an eBay property, so it's not moderated, so questions come in real fast and she tries to jot them down and then ask me the questions. We sit next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes the questions are a little inappropriate, like yesterday. Someone made a rather a provocative and unsettling comment about what they'd like to do with the old man.
Uh-oh.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So we just ignored that.
Well,
had she asked it, I would have said, no, believe me, you don't want to do that.
Because when you Periscope, it's absolutely live. There is no going back. Absolutely.
Actually, there's a little bit of delay, I discovered. So because we have a screen up and I can see it. And it looks like there's about a 20-second delay.
Well, you don't know, though. See, if you had several computers up,
yeah,
everybody's would get it at a different time.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah, because that's... That's See, what happens when you stream. You're streaming when you use Periscope.
No wonder I'm so tired after 20 minutes. All that streaming.
Yeah, you're streaming live.
Mm.
You know.
So we do that. But that's, I haven't used other pages for my business that I'm already using for our eBay Radio presence.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, Griff, we've got a Contact Us email from Ed in Corning, New York.
Known as Ed.
Ed's
E-Creds. I remember Ed. Hasn't he contacted us before?
Oh, we know Ed.
Yeah.
Griffin Lee.
Yes.
I received a call from eBay today about the new paid promotions program.
Right.
I was told that at the moment it is by invitation only, so I signed up and we'll give it a try. But my question is, how is this going to affect sales for items not in the program? Will items be lost or pushed so low in search by this new program they will not be able to be found without a great deal of effort?
No,
is it fair to small sellers? Signed, Ed.
No, the promotion area of the page will not impact the regular search results. No, of course not. But let's not, you pay for the promotion, and the promotion manager engine or the promoted listings engine determines that your listing fits the query that the buyers just used, it's going to be given prominence, but not at the expense of every other item. I mean, how would that be smart? How would that be smart for eBay? We're only going to show the promoted listings and everything else gets pushed off and hidden. How does that work for us?
Really?
And I don't mean to sound harsh, but sometimes I want people when they create these kind of fear questions in their head to think them through. At what benefit would it be for the marketplace in general to push all the other listings aside? It's the same thing about, and I had to deal with this yesterday during the weekly chat. Again, the persistent, ridiculous rumor about rolling blackouts. That not only do they not exist, I'm waiting for someone to tell me what would be the secret benefit to eBay for doing such a thing. There's none. I mean, it's absurd. So, yeah, promoted listings will be featured prominently in a query if the listings match it, but it doesn't mean that all the other listings aren't seen. It's just a matter of placement.
So there you
have it. Stop running your business by fear. I know it's hard. I know e-commerce is hard, and I know that eBay's not always perfect. Stop running your business on a strategy of fear. I talk to lots of sellers, and you know, thankfully, most of the sellers I talk to are pretty business-minded. When they have concerns, they're based in real business concerns. But if you spend a lot of time outside in the blogosphere, whether it's in or outside of eBay's community, or you're going to meet other people who are going to fill your head with these conspiracies that are just ridiculous. Excuse me for getting off on a little rant here. But it really pains me when I see people making business decisions based on myth. It's just ridiculous. You can't do that.
And, you know, it goes back to our subject that I mentioned at the beginning of the show.
What was that?
Is it a catastrophe or is it an inconvenience? Right away, they hear something has changed and they think it's going to be a catastrophe right off the bat. So,
yeah. And I know I have the advantage of a perspective from both inside and outside the company. So, you know, there's some things I'm not going to give away. That's the terms of my employment means I don't go around blabbing everything that happens internally. That's not how any company runs. That's just a fact of life. But I want to advise people that when you get that urge to suddenly, you know, base a business decision or an opinion on a visceral fear that someone is out to get you, you're going to end up doing yourself more damage than you would if you just didn't do that, because it becomes almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, when I hear sellers who say, you know, I don't want to be exposed to the millions of scamming buyers out there, and I just want to roll my eyes. What scamming buyers? Yeah, you might occasionally run into a difficult customer. I've run into a customer who was criminal. You know, it's one woman who tried to rip me off. I didn't go Butterfly McQueen on her and on myself, and I certainly didn't say suddenly that the world is filled with people like this. I knew going into it, there are bad apples out there, but they're the exception. They're not the rule, and you can't build a business strategy based solely on fear that someone is going to rip you off. You can't. You'll end up making decisions that are ultimately going to really harm your business.
So please know, Ed, that eBay wants you to sell all your items.
Yeah.
Okay, not just...
But your items are not your... And I'm not trying to belittle your fear. I'm trying to persuade you not to have this fear in the first place. It's not like eBay's going to... I mean, the question kind of belies or reveals the fear of the asker, which is that, oh, my listings are suddenly going to get all pushed to the bottom if I'm not... No, that's not how it works.
Well, you know what? We did a listing dish last week.
Did we? I remember one we did.
And
yes.
They're back. Well, the one we did with the Native American jewelry, the expensive Native. Remember that?
Yes. I'm thinking of the signed animated sports cells.
Oh, no. This was different. This was Native American turquoises, the eBay ID.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Lee and Griff. It is Native American turquoise. We are into week number 2 of our new store.
Yes.
Last week, we called in a listing number for you to dish. We have been hard at work doing our homework. We hope we have not disappointed you. We have not fixed all 297 listings as of yet.
Well, it's a lot of work.
But we took notes, and we hope to stay out of detention.
Okay.
But then again, we did spend a good amount of time after school and high school in the 1970s, so bring it on. We will be listening. Here's the item number, Griff.
All right, hold on. Let me get that up.
All righty.
And I'm ready.
2316-2221-5449. 2316-2221-5449. We did not care how we do. We have not hit our big 1 year with eBay. Thank you for all your help. We only found you 9 months ago. I would be in the principal's office for being a chatty Kathy Lister. Bring it on. We are ready.
Kathy Lister.
Bring it on. We are ready. So here's a couple that, they really want to become excellent eBay sellers. They're already good eBay sellers. But
right.
So let's go with the, first of all, the listing description. Or
well,
should we?
No,
let's
we should start
with
the
title.
Top.
Let's start with the title. All
the
right.
title says, Old Pawn, 1970s, Navajo Sterling Silver and Turquoise Squash Blossom Necklace. And you're interested in Navajo jewelry, so you know what Old Pawn means.
I don't.
Oh.
I really don't. Do you know what it means?
I believe it's a way of dating the item. Or is that's why I was asking you.
Old Pawn, sterling silver, rare Native American jewelry. Okay, Old Pawn definition. Okay. What is Old Pawn
Indian jewelry?
Okay.
Yeah, so you did what I did.
Exactly.
And I'm on something called the Ugly Otter Trading Post page.
Me too.
So what I was going to say is that's a smart thing to do because people who are collecting it are going to use that word. 1970s is perfectly smart. Navajo, sterling silver, turquoise squash blossom necklace. I can't think of anything else that I would put in there. Sounds like a good title to me.
Okay. We'll finish the dishing when we come back.
Yes, because we have to talk about the photos.
Oh, I found out what it means.
Good. This segment is brought to you by Rhodey. We'll be back in a moment. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Rhodey. The faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Rhodey is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid. Create an account and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Rhodey driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Rhodey handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is. And you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Rhodey app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center. Or visit Rhodey.com.
As an eBay seller, responding to your customers' messages is crucial to your success. But as your business grows, you find you're spending more and more time sifting through those emails each day. Introducing Reply Manager. They streamline the process of replying to buyers through eBay's My Messages. Reply Manager is the only tool that offers category tags and standard replies for the resolution center. Plus, email threads along with internal notes and reminders keep the conversation intact. And you can take action on multiple emails from multiple selling channels all at once. You set the criteria to automatically sort messages, set autoresponders, and generate detailed reports. And Reply Manager won't leave you hanging. They're always available during business hours with after-hours support for emergencies as well. Visit ReplyManager.com for a free trial. No risk, no credit card. ReplyManager.com.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they are worth on eBay.
That's so clever.
How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.